AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Supreme Court will decide whether millions of immigrants living in this country illegally will be allowed to work here legally under an executive order signed by President Obama. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports from Washington.
The administration's plan would allow about 5 million people who were in the U.S. illegally to come out of the shadows and apply for work permits. But states opposing the plan have won every round in court so far, with the most recent ruling in their favor in November. That prompted the appeal to the Supreme Court, which could hear arguments in April with a ruling possible by late June.
The Islamic State group controls big chunks of Iraq, and the UN says the number of civilians killed there is staggering, almost 19,000 in less than 2 years. It also says the militants have made sexual slaves of thousands of women and children and killed some children who were forced to become soldiers when they tried to run from the fighting in Anbar province. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hakmati, once sentenced to death in Iran on spying charges, is free now and being treated at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. One of three just released Americans who are there. Hakmati's congressman, Michigan's Dan Kildee, visited with him last night.
I think the people back home are about to meet a truly remarkable young man and a guy who still has some optimism for the future. Yeah, he's a young man. He's 32 years old. He's got his life ahead of him.
Hakmati has said he was in Iran to visit family. Was Mexican drug lord El Chapo involved in a money laundering scheme with the actress Kate Del Castillo? Mexican authorities say there are signs her tequila business was involved. Del Castillo isn't talking. The legendary physicist Stephen Hawking says he's pretty sure there'll be a disaster on Earth as soon as 1,000 years from now. No details. The Dow is up 86. This is AP Radio News. In Flint, Michigan, the city is struggling with lead-contaminated tap water, and resident Marcy Forsleff is worried.
We haven't had our water tested, so concerned. We have 5 kids.
Flint's water became contaminated after the city switched to a different water system as a cost-cutting move. President Obama has declared a federal emergency in the city. The Flint mayor, Karen Weaver, will be in Washington today, hoping to get a disaster declaration as well. That would provide more money and resources than the emergency declaration. But so far, the feds say disasters are natural occurrences like floods and fires. Violent crime is up across the country, according to the FBI, 1.7%. Many large cities reported an increase in murders last year, though officials and experts aren't sure what caused that. Violent crime includes not only murder, but rape, aggravated assault, and robbery. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.